Warm greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
我奉主耶稣基督的名，热诚地向大家问安。
Let us turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
让我们翻开到以弗所书第四章。
Now the Holy Spirit continues to give Paul commands about how the Christian life ought to be after salvation.
圣灵继续啊。让保罗知道一个基督徒我们在得救过后应该要如何过我们的生活。
We've covered many very common sins that believers continue to live in after salvation.
我们已经看了有许多的罪，就是信徒在得救过后还是继续活在这些罪里面的。
Now this part of scripture is emphasizing that the Christian must be very clear about one thing.
这经文的这个部分，他在强调一点，就是信徒必对一件事情必须要很清楚。
That we must put on a new creature's lifestyle.
就是我们要穿上新人的生活方式。
Look at chapter 4, verse 24.
让我们来看四章二十四节。
That ye put on the new man, which is after God, is created in righteousness and truth.Holiness.
并且穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
And let us not be mistaken.
让我们不要误解。
The verbs used constantly remind us that many of these sinful ways still were in the believer's life.
这里这段经文用的很多动词，让我们看到这些罪在信徒得救过后生活里还是有这，还让我们看到在信徒生活得救里还是一直有这些罪的。
Therefore, in verse 25,
所以在二十五节
，the emphasis is wherefore putting away. We must be conscious there are things we must deliberately put away after salvation.
它的重点就是因为这样，你们要弃绝你们这一些罪，这些过去的这些生活。
And some of these things, there are six things in verse 31.
这一些罪在其中这里有提到的有六种，在三十一节。
That the Christian must now say, this is existing in my life, and if it is, I must put them away.
信徒必须知道这些罪在我的生命里面还存在，我必须要弃绝。
He highlights six things.
这里保罗强调了六样东西。
Number one,
第一
，bitterness，
苦毒。
Two, wrath，
第二，恼恨。
Three, anger，
第三，愤怒。
Four, clamor，
第四，嚷闹。
Five, evil speaking，
第五，毁谤。
Six, malice，
第六，恶毒。
Six things，
有六件事情。
What are they? Do they exist in our lives?
那在我们生命里面还存在的这些罪到底是什么呢？
I believe they are very common after salvation still.
我相信这一些罪在我们得救过后还是非常普遍的。
What is bitterness?
苦毒是什么？
Now bitterness is an emotion of deep and sharp resentment.
这个苦毒是我们一种情感，是一种深深的一种憎恨的情感。
It can be resentment.
它可以是憎恨
against situation circumstances，
对一些情况你的憎恨
，or against people，
或者是对人的憎恨。
Now the Christians here were still harboring this kind of emotions。
这里的这些基督徒，他们心里还存着这一种情感
，a spitefulness， a irritableness，
一种要去使别人生气，一种容易生气的一种情绪情感
，a hatred，
一种恨，一种憎恨的情感。
And Paul says this has to stop. You have to put this away.
保罗说，这个你必须要弃绝这个罪。
Now in the scriptures, this word bitterness is used with is used to describe several behaviors in people.
这个在圣经里面，这个苦毒它是用来形容在人们里面几种的行为。
One, a person exhibiting this because the person feels that he is not getting what he wants.
第一，这个人会有这一种苦毒是他因为他认为他得不到他要的东西。
When he feels that he's not getting what he deserves,
当他觉得他得不到他应得的东西的时候
，not getting his way，
他不能够做他所要的。
Now Esau was one of this.
那这以扫是其中一个。
In Hebrews chapter 12, God says, "Now like Esau who was bitter."
在希伯来书第十二章，神说好像这苦读的以扫。
Esau was bitter against his brother.
以扫对他的兄弟苦读。
Bitter against God.
他向神苦读。
He brought his offerings done produced by his hands.
他用他手所做的这一个东西来献在神的面前。
God rejected it, but he received his brother Abel's offering of the animal blood sacrifice.
神拒绝了他，但是神却接受了亚伯这个就是合神心意的这个动物的献祭。
He became very bitter.
所以他以扫是非常的苦读。
He was jealous.
他妒忌。
Angry.
生气。
Now this is one occasion.
这是一个情况。
Now Christians, we can become bitter when we become jealous of others.
基督徒们，我们可以是苦读的。当我们妒忌别人的时候
，When we feel that I deserve more, I deserve better.
当我们觉得我们应得更多东西的时候
，Another case of bitterness was in the Book of Acts.
另一件苦读的例子是在《使徒行传》。
Now this man wanted the gifts of the apostles.
这个人他要得到使徒们的礼物
，to perform miracles.
来行神迹。
And he said, "Now I give you money. You give me this power, apostles. Give me the power that you have as well."
他说使徒们，我给你钱，那你给我这个能力，就是你使徒有的能力。
And then the apostle Peter said, "I see that you're in the gall of bitterness."
然后彼得就对他说，我看见你是在苦读里。
Now this man has been having a lot of attention from people.He was someone that performed all sorts of religious miracles, so to speak.
那这个人在这之前，他一直是很受欢迎的。他是一直行这些很多所谓的宗教上的这些神迹奇事。
And now he's no longer getting that attention when the apostles preach the truth.
那当现在保罗传讲真理的时候，他不再得到人们的注意。
Envy.
他嫉妒。
Bitterness can start because of that.
那这个苦读可以因为嫉妒而开始。
Come to church.
那你来到教会。
Maybe you used to do something in another church, or when you're here and you used to serve in something.
那可能你在这教会之前服侍，或者是你在别的教会，你是曾经做一些事情，在某个岗位上服侍。
You come from another country and say the church don't seem to let me do anything.
那你可能从别的国家来，你说在这教会这里好像不喜欢我做任何的事情。
Or you see others.Taking over your roles or doing more than you, given more opportunities than you, then you become bitter.
或者你看到别人他们现在做你之前做的工作，或者有更多的服侍，那你开始觉得苦读妒忌。
The Bible mentions people become bitter because of these things.
圣经有提到人们变成苦读，就是因为这些事情。
Now maybe you're not a believer, and you say, "What's wrong with someone bringing fruits?" To offer and then God did not accept.
那或者你可能是一个非信徒，那你说到底有什么错呢？有这个人他将这个水果现在是献给神，神不悦纳。
Our good works, our achievements, cannot wash away our sins, cannot save us.
我们的成就，我们的善行，我们的好行为不能够拯救我们。
When Abel brought The animal that was killed, that was blood shedding.
当亚伯将这个被杀流血的动物献在神的面前的时候
，it was by faith.
是凭信心。
Faith that one day God's Son Jesus Christ will be like this animal that will die for my sin.
是什么信心？是这个信心，相信有一天耶稣基督会好像这个动物一样，流血为我们的罪而死。
That is the only way you can have your sins forgiven through Jesus Christ, who paid for it.
这是唯一的方法，你能够得救，就是要借着付上这个罪代价的耶稣基督来得救。
You keep doing good works, and you think, "All my achievements, God, why don't you receive it? I am good enough."
你可能一直在有做很多的善事善行，你说神为什么你不悦纳我，应该是够好了。
Maybe you also get bitter.
那可能你也变得苦毒。
I don't like this religion.
我不喜欢这个宗教。
I will reject it.
我要拒绝它。
I trust in my own goodness.
我相信我自己的良善。
Goodness is good.
良善是好的。
We are not saying it's evil.
我们并不是说它不好。
But it cannot wash away your sins.
但是它不能够洗净你的罪。
Now, people can get bitter also because of circumstances.
人们也可以变得苦毒，因为周围的一些情况。
Sometimes when we are doing something,
有时候我们做一些事情，
it just don't go our way.
它就不能够如我们所愿的。
We don't get our way.
我们不能够得到我们要的。
We just get very angry, very upset all the time.
那我们一直就觉得很不高兴。
Or A bitter spirit is someone who is always complaining.
或者这个一个苦毒的心是一个，那这个人如果一个苦毒的心，他是一直抱怨的。
Always unhappy.
他一直不高兴。
Sour spirit.
他一直有一个苦毒的心。
Unhappy about the government.
他对政府不满。
Unhappy about things in church.
他对教会家里的事情不满。
Whatever the children do, still unhappy. Whatever the spouse do, still unhappy.
不管孩子做什么，这配偶做什么都不高兴。
Whatever the company does unhappy，
不管他的公司做什么，他都不高兴。
So is this just of a very bitter and sour spirit？
所以是一种非常苦毒的一种情感。
But here I believe the greater emphasis is on the interpersonal part。
但是我相信这里最大的强调是关于人与人之间的关系。
Bitterness against others.
就是对别人的苦毒。
Yes, there is bitterness against life.
是的，我们可以对我们自己的生命有苦毒。
Now, bitter, this word bitter sometimes is used to describe fruits or certain drinks.
那这个苦的这个字，有时候我们是用来形容水果或者是饮料。
To describe something and inedible, cannot be eaten. It is poisonous.
是要来形容一些东西是不可以吃的，是有毒的。
Bad for health.
对身体不好的。
So this bitterness is something that is poisonous.
所以这个苦毒是指着一些有毒的东西。
Bitterness is a sign of a flesh-controlled life, not what we spoke last week—a spirit-controlled life.
那这个苦毒是一个我们肉体去控制的生活，而不是圣灵所控制的生活。
It is you lie in bed and you keep thinking and you think and think and you get very bitter against someone or against some situation.
就是你可能躺在那里，你一直在想，你一直不高兴，一直来憎恨别人或者一些事情。
So that is bitterness.
所以这是苦毒。
Very quickly, what is wrath?
那我们很快的讲，那什么是恼恨？
Now wrath is an explosion of passion that comes outward.
那这个恼恨是我们的一个情感爆发出来，向外爆发出来的情感。
Like water boiling and then it overflows.
就好像这个沸腾的水，然后它溢了出来。
Right, explosive explosion, outward explosion.
是一个向外的爆发。
Very passionate, sinful explosion.
是一个非常犯罪的、非常强烈情感的一个爆发。
So Paul says now, some of you are still like that.
保罗说，你们当中有一些人还是这样。
I see you exploding with each other.
我看你们跟别人之间，你常常脾气爆发。
It should not be so.
我们不应该这样。
Between husband and wives.
在夫妻之间。
Between parents and children.
在父亲孩子之间。
Between brethren in church.
在教会弟兄姐妹之间。
Siblings at home.
家里的兄弟们之间。
Now this kind of explosions, this kind of bitterness, very sadly, is very common among close.People who are close to one another.
那这一类的苦毒，还有这一类的爆发，很可悲的，就是一般在非常亲近的人、非常亲的人之间是很普遍的。
So is something that is overflowing rage.
所以是一些流露出来、溢出来的东西。
Like I said last time, this is very common when we are driving, right?
就好像之前我们讲过，比方说在我们驾车的时候，这是很普遍的。
They call it road rage。
那我们叫着，我们把它称为这个是在道路上的愤怒。
Someone cut into your path。
有一些人，他们驾进你所驾的那一条跑道上。
You explode, you horn very hard, you purposely cut back in front of him。
那你就脾气爆发，然后你就生气。你就故意的来再驾到他的前面。
Do you do that?
你有这样做吗
？Maybe when another Christian is in your car, you don't do that.
或者当如果有另一个基督徒在你车的时候，可能你不敢这样做。
You have outbursts. Maybe Christians having dinner with you at home, you don't do that. But when you're with your own family, you do that.
那可能有基督徒在你家跟你一起的时候，你不敢脾气爆发出来。但是如果你在家里的时候，你却这样做。
What is anger?
愤怒是什么？
Anger is the boiling part. It's just boiling inside you.
那这一个愤怒就是指着单单那一个沸腾的那一个部分。
Something that keeps seething and brooding in your heart.
一些一直在里面一直闷着的一些东西，一直在里面持续在里面持续的。
Smoldering, burning in your heart.
在里面烧着冒烟的这的东西。
Now sometimes after explosion,
有时候在我们的脾气爆发过后
，we continue to seethe.
我们继续的生闷气。
Just like water boil then overflow, but the water after the overflowing it still remains too hot to touch.
就好像这个煮沸的水一样，它煮沸了，它会溢出来，但是溢出来过后，那这个水还是继续在沸腾着，继续的很热。
You continue to harbor that kind of anger inside your heart against someone.
你继续的保存着你心里对别人的愤怒。
It's a very ugly thing.
是非常丑陋的事情。
Now, in fact, this word anger is where we get the English word ogre.Monster.
这个字其实是这个愤怒，这里这个字是就是英文我们得到这个
is description of a very ugly monster.
那是一个非常丑陋的一个怪兽的这个英文字是从这个字这里来的。
Anger. An angry person is an ogre.
那一个生气的人是一个怪兽。
God says, after salvation, this kind of sinful behaviors ought not to be with us. We must put them away.
那神说，我们得救了过后，我们不应该再有这一类的罪，我们要弃绝它。
Now, maybe you're not a believer and say these are very common things.
那可能你是一个非信徒，那你可能会说这是非常普通的事情。
Though it's common, it does not mean it is not sinful in the eyes of the Holy God.
它虽然是普通，但是这不代表它在圣洁神的面前是不罪恶的。
You say I've not committed adultery, murder, so I'm not a sinner.
你说我没有犯过杀人的罪，我没有犯过奸淫罪，所以我不是罪人。
But know that God defines this kind of emotions and behavior as sins that deserve eternal judgment.
但是神他这里清楚的说这些是罪，然后他是让一个人应得永恒的审判的。
That's why you must come to him for forgiveness.
这是为什么你要来到神的面前来求他赦免。
And believers, God said, and then after you receive forgiveness, then this kind of sinful behaviors, please let it not exist anymore.
然后对信徒来说，我们得救过后，神说你不能够再让这一类的罪继续存在。
Look at verse 31.
我们来看第三十一节。
Now it says, let all bitterness, every trace of it.
他说让一切的恶毒，这恶毒所有的痕迹
，every trace remove it。
你要除去所有的恶毒，让它一点痕迹都没有留下。
Are they still happening in your life, my life?
那这一些罪在你的生命里面还有没有？还在你我的生命里面还有没有存在呢
？Now what is clamor?
那这个嚷闹是什么
？Now clamor is screaming, shouting.
那这个嚷闹是公开的喊叫
，yelling back and forth，
彼此的喊叫
，is unrestrained shouting, and public outburst.
那是一个不受控制的喊叫，是公开的啊、脾气爆发。
Now, anger, sometimes you don't know it's silent treatment. You know, silent treatment.
啊、这个愤怒有时候可能你是只是这种是这种无声的抗议。
You still smile at each other in church.
那你可能在教会里，你对别人还是微笑着。
But avoid talking. You see, I don't talk to you.
但是你却避免跟他说话，你说我不要跟他说话。
Or, parents and children or spouse at home, don't talk to mother, don't talk to daddy.
或者是父母，或者是孩子在家里，你可能说我不要跟爸爸或者妈妈讲话。
I don't talk to my spouse.
我不要跟我的啊、妻子或者丈夫讲话。
That is the seething anger, but now this one is about I will talk, but I will scream and shout.
那一种是闷着的生气，但是这一现在这里这个嚷闹是我会讲出来，我会喊叫。
Now I hope, as a Christian, your neighbor never say, "Oh, this is a clamoring family, always screaming and shouting at home," and then they can hear you.
那我希望我们作为基督徒啊、别人不会说。这一家人是一个嚷闹的家庭，我们可以常常看到他们都在喊叫。
Do they hear you clamoring? And then you go out, you want to share the gospel with them?
他们别人有没有经常发现你们在嚷闹叫喊，然后你们却要去跟他们传福音
？And then every Sunday they see your family dressed nicely, go to church.
然后每个星期他看到你们一家人都穿得很好的。到教会去。
So we're a Christian family, but clamoring, shouting, screaming.
你说我们是基督徒家庭，但是我们却这样的嚷闹来叫喊的。
Now sometimes I also see parents when they discipline the children in public. Wow, it becomes a very big public scene. Scream, shout.
那有时候我也看到一些父母他们在公众场所，他们来、教导他们孩子的时候，这变成是让别人都注意都看到了，他们在那里喊叫。
It's not the right way.
这并不是正确的方法。
I've even known of pastors in public airport screaming and shouting at another person.
我甚至有、知道有牧师在这个机场公众场所那里大声的向别人叫喊。
These are behaviors that no longer can exist in a believer's life.
这一类的行为是在、信徒的生命里面是不应该再存在的。
But maybe many of us don't do that. But I think bitterness and seething anger, I think we, if we're honest, many of us still have that.
那可能我们当中，我们可能不嚷闹，但是我相信这个苦毒、愤怒这一类的罪，我相信很多人在我们的心里面还有。
You look at another person, and in your heart, you always.You know the Chinese say "tai m sun gan." You just every time you see your eyes, you just get very irritated.
那你可能啊、对别人，你看到一个人啊、我们你可能都你只你对他就只是看不顺眼。
It may be something that the person indeed has sinned against you.
那可能是的确有一些事情，这个人可能得罪过你。
It could be something that you imagine, but it's not true.
或者可能是因为一些其实是你自己想象的，但是事实并不是这样。
It could be something very recent or come something very long ago.
它可以是一些最近发生的事，或者是已经很久的事情。
Now, what is evil speaking?
那这毁谤是什么
？Evil speaking is where we get the word blasphemy.
那这个毁谤就是我们得到这个亵渎的这个字的。
Now, it is about now blasphemy is saying something.Wicked and false and wrong about another.
那这个亵渎是指着我们对别人讲一些恶毒错的事情。
We blaspheme against God.
那我们亵渎神。
Saying things that are not true about Him.
那就是说我们对神，我们说神一些不正确的事情。
Now blasphemy is something that is always associated with Satan.
那这个亵渎呢，经常都是跟撒旦有关系的。
He like to blaspheme God.
撒旦喜欢亵渎神。
And he like Christian to blaspheme God and one another.
然后撒旦也喜欢、基督徒来亵渎神，并且彼此的亵渎。
Now this blaspheme between people is really it talks about slandering.
那这一个人与人之间的这个亵渎是指着互相的说谗言。
That's why it's called evil speaking. Speak evil of another.
这就是为什么这里说是毁谤，就是你说别人一些，你说一些恶毒的话语。
Tell lies about another.
你说一些关于别人，你说一些不正确的事情关于别人。
Use your tongue to verbally attack another.
你用你的舌头来攻击别人。
Defame and injure their reputation.
来贬低别人的名誉
，demeaning speech，
一些来贬低别人的一些话语。
All this wicked, evil speaking, God says, the Christian must change. This kind of characteristic must cease.
那这一类的罪，神说我们基督徒必须要弃绝，要停止。
Now this is very closely linked to one final thing, malice.
那这一切跟最后的这个恶毒都是有密切的关系的。
Now, the title is Put Off These Things with Malice.
我们今天的题目是弃绝这一切的罪并一切的恶毒。
Now, what is malice?
那恶毒是什么？
Now, malice is a desire or a wish for others to be injured.
那这个恶毒是希望别人受到伤害。
It's a viciousness of mind and heart.
是我们的心的一种恶毒。
Wishing others ill.
希望别人不好。
Mean-spirited.
是一种残酷的一种的一个心态。
When others fall, when others get in trouble, you rejoice.
当别人跌倒的时候，你就高兴。
In other words, it's simply an over-encompassing spirit that just wish others would be hurt.
换句话说，它就是一颗心，你就是一直希望别人会受到伤害。
Now, when Paul says, "I describe five sinful emotions and behavior to you,"
当保罗说我要向你形容五样犯罪的情感的时候
，Now, just in case I missed out any.
那万一我讲漏了一些东西
，I now tell you, together with this, I encompass all anything that is a wicked desire towards others. Put it off.
那我讲了这五样万一我讲漏了一些东西，那我现在要讲就是其他一切对别人有恶意的这些东西所包含的东西，我都要用这个恶毒来告诉你，
now,
你要弃绝。
Because some of us are always very kind, very smiling.
因为我们当中有些人，我们可能都是很恩慈的人，我们经常也在笑。
Outwardly very gentle.
那可能我们在外表看起来很良善。
We may say some things about others.
我们可能会讲别人一些事情。
People can't tell that you are having these five.
那别人不能够，他们并不知道你们有过刚才我们讲的这五种罪恶。
But what is really in your heart?
但是你心里真的真正有的东西。
Do you have malicious intent?
那你心里有没有恶意呢？
Some people can do good things, but actually with malicious intent. Say things, but with good things, even with malicious intent.
有些人可以做好的东西，说好的话，但是他们的心是不好的，意念是不好的。
Maliciousness is probably the underlying factor for.The other for us to have the other five emotions and behaviors.
那这个恶毒有可能就是我们有其他五样罪的根基。
Now remember, are we supposed to never get angry?
那记得我们是不是永远都不可以生气
？We studied that in verse 26.
我们在二十六节已经学过。
Be angry.
要生气。
Christ was angry.
那基督是生有是基督有生气。
That is holy anger.
那是圣洁的生气。
When sin is committed,
当别人犯罪的时候
，He chased the people out of the temple.
那他把人赶出圣殿。
Because they turned it into a thief's den.
因为他们把这个圣殿变成了贼窝。
That is holy anger.
那是圣洁的生气。
But the intent was always holy.
但是那样的生气呢是。这个心是圣洁的。
We can get angry at sin, but actually with malicious intent. Someone commits something, now I can with malicious intent cause the say things about the person.
那有时候我们可以对罪生气，但是我们的心是怀着恶意的。你可能说我要说一些话来对这个人造成一些伤害。
You can serve, but with malicious intent.
那你可以是在侍奉的，但是你是有恶意的。
I want to do this, I want to do that because I can't stand that the other person is doing more than me.
我要做这个做那个，因为我不能够忍受别人比那一个人比我做的更多。
Receiving more attention than me.
他得到他比我更受欢迎。
Now, does it mean that we can never say anything about anyone?
那这是不是说我们对别人不能够说任何的东西呢？
Now, what happens if one day you are asked to be a reference, a referee for someone who's applying for a job?
那如果比方说有一天你别人要求你做他们申请工作的见证人、参考人。
Then the company call you.
那这个公司打电话给你。
And ask you, is this person, does this person work like this or like that? And you know the person is lazy, irresponsible, and steals.
那这个公司打电话给你，他问你这个人是怎样的？那你知道这个人他是懒惰的，他是一个偷窃的人。
He said, "Is this person lazy? Has this person committed any crimes before?"
那这公司的问你说，这个人会懒惰吗？他之前有没有犯过刑事罪
now, ？You cannot lie.
那你不可以说谎。
You have to tell the truth.
那你要说实话。
But not with malice.
但是你不应该怀着恶意。
He might get a better job than me. Now I'm going to get him back.
那你不能够说他会比我要得到一份更好的工作，那现在我要来报仇。
Or someone says, you know that boy is chasing me, or that girl is chasing me.
那或者
girl chase me? Or I'm interested in that girl.
那或者有一些人说这个男生或者那个女生在追我。
And then he asks, how's that boy's character?
然后他就问这个男生的性格是怎样的？
How's that girl's character?
或者那个女生的性格是怎样的？
Can you not ever say anything evil?
那你是不是永
远都 or rather bad?
你是不是一点都不可以说关于那个人不好的事情呢？
Now if the person is really a wicked person,
那如果那个人真的是一个邪恶的人，
unrepentant in many things,
他在很多事情上都不愿悔改。
Does it mean that you cannot say anything, no evil speaking?
是不是指着说你不可以说关于这个人任何一切不好的东西呢？
Check the intent.
那重点是你要来检查你的心。
Speak the truth, but check the intent. Be careful what you choose.
你要说真话。同时候你要来省察你的心。
Because sometimes in church, in someone's life, those things can make is a part of a very important decision.
因为这些事情有时候在一个人的生命里面或者在教会，你这个真实的话是可能他们做决定非常重要的一部分。
But not with malicious intent.
但是你说真话并不应该怀着恶意的。
Not If I say that girl is very bad, and then maybe he might chase me.
那你不应该说，如果我说这个女生很不好，那可能她就会来追我。
And then cook up stories.
那你就捏造一些故事。
Like the Chinese say, add oil and add salt, right?
那就好像华人说你加油加酱。
Oh, by the way, I must correct something.
我要来纠正一些东西。
There was one I said on the fly, 人不为己，天诛地灭。Means say it in Mandarin properly.
Okay. 那我之前有讲过，人不为己，天诛地灭。
Then I said, it means that if a person don't live for himself and think for himself and care for himself only, then the universe will explode, right?
那我之前翻译成我是说，如果一个人他不为自己着想的话，那这个宇宙也会爆炸。
Means like man will always live for himself.
那意思，如果那样的话，意思是说人就会常常要为自己活。
Now, someone from China corrected me.
那有从中国来的人纠正了我。
They say that has often been misread and mispronouncing of one word changed the meaning.
他说这是经常别人所读错的一个字，然后就改变了他的意思。
Right, so should be 人不为己 instead of 人不为己。There's a difference.
那应该是说人不为己，而不是说人不为己。
They change it to the fourth sound.
那他们改成第四声。
So what I was told and what I tried to check, it is the meaning, the original meaning of the phrase is man ought to live rightly.
那我去检查了，它的原意是说人应该要正确的活。
Be what man should be, and then therefore, if not, it will destroy the world.
那我们应该要做人应该做的，不然的话他们就会毁灭这个世界。
Right. So 加盐加料 I think is correct. Means don't add things that spice it up and that will make other looks bad.
我这个加盐加料，我相信我是讲的对的。意思说你不要加一些东西不正确的事情加在这个事实上。
I hope I don't get corrected again.
我希望我不会。
That's a problem of saying things on the fly.
这就是有时候我们就是突然讲一些东西的问题。
Now, so God says all these behaviors.
神说这一切的行为。
Now, there is a progression of things. Why is it so dangerous? If we cannot say, never mind.
那这就是事情发生的情况，为什么就是为什么会这么危险？如果我们常常说不要紧的话。
This bitterness inside you, if you nurse it and let it continue.
那这个在你心里面存在的这个苦毒，如果你一直在助长它的话
，it will grow，
它就会成长。
You lie in bed and you keep thinking。
那你躺在床上，你一直在想。
Every time you see that brother or sister or family member, that bitterness keeps occurring in your heart。
那你看到你周围的人，你的弟兄姐妹等等，你的这个苦毒一直存在你的心里。
It will keep boiling。
它就会一直的煮沸。
That anger，
这个你的这个愤怒。
Eventually, it will lead to wrath，
那到最后它就会带来恼恨
，outburst，
爆发
，and then this outburst， after this outburst， it continues， if you harbor it， it continues seething。
那如果你爆发过后，如果你继续的存放在你心里的话，它就会继续在你里面闷着。
You spout poisonous words，
那你就会说出一些苦毒的话。
And I hope it never will lead you to commit violent crimes。
然后我希望不会因为这样，然后甚至会让你去做一些暴力的刑事罪。但是是有可能的。
God talks about this wrath.
当我们讲到这个愤怒恼恨
，It's a very scary thing.
是非常可怕的事。
Bitterness and anger.
苦毒和愤怒。
Haven't you read so many cases recently?
我们最近难道没有读到了很多的案件
？Husband and wife quarrel. The husband takes a knife and just plunge it into the wife many times just to vent his anger.
夫妻吵架，最后这个丈夫就拿起刀来捅这个妻子很多次，就是要发泄他的生气。
Now, haven't you read about children arguing about which program to watch, fighting over the TV controller?
那难道我们没有读到小孩他们就是在争吵，我要看哪一个电视节目要来争
？And then the brother, I don't know, 10-year-old, goes to the room, takes the father's gun, came out and shoot the sister and killed her.
然后这个哥哥可能只是十岁，他就到他父亲的房里拿了这个枪，然后射死了他的妹妹。
Always, she will always get bitterness and anger welling up, leading to very wrathful, terrible outcome, violence.
那他说这个妹妹常常都是这样，然后他一直继续的存有这个苦毒，然后最后就带来这个苦毒的爆发。
Same between people in church.
那在教会里面，人与人之间也一样。
Bitterness spread.
这苦毒可以传染。
I pray that BPCWA will not have bitter worshippers.
我祷告愿笃信圣经长老会不会有苦毒的敬拜者。
Bitter against one another.
彼此对彼此苦毒。
Bitter families.
或者是有苦毒的家庭。
People receiving hatred in the heart.
这个心里一直存着憎恨的心。
Because of whatever.
只为个某一些事情。
Whether it's personal.
不管是个人的。
Whether it's position.
或者是一些地位的事情。
Whatever it is.
不管是为着什么。
Because it will lead you to eventually say and do certain things that you will regret.
因为它会最终引你去引到你去做一些东西，你会去后悔的。
And then it becomes a common behavior in your family and in church.
然后最终它就成了在你教会或者是家庭里非常普通的行为。
That is why you look at this verse.
这是为什么我们来看这一节。
Now, here Paul uses the word put away.
这里保罗他用这个词，他说除掉
put away,
除掉
different from verse 22, put off.
跟第22节所用的那里脱去是不一样的。
Put away all.
你要将这一切都除掉。
When it comes to malice, every kind of evil intention against another,Every trace, every time you suspect this may not be sincere, you put it off.
那讲到这个恶毒、这个恶意的时候，一切的你都要除掉啊，一点痕迹都不留。
The Christian must not have this kind of desire to hurt others.
基督徒啊，在这一方面的这一种恶意是应该一点都不能有的。
Now, I'm not saying we cannot deal with sin.
那我并不是说我们不能够去处理罪。
We cannot deal with things.That needs to be dealt with.
我们不能，我并不是说我们不能去处理一些我们要处理的事情。
If you always pretend all is well, everyone is good.
那如果你常常装着一切事情都好，每一个人都好，一切都没事。
And there is a genuine thing to be dealt with.
但是事实上却有真实的事情要去处理。
We must deal with it without maliciousness.
那在这样的情况，我们还是要去处理，但是不应该怀着恶意。
When he says put away.
当这里说要除掉的时候
，It means it is no longer part of your life.
那意思说它不再是你生命的一部分。
All of this, not a trace.
这一切一点都不能够留。
Now, it has a picture of a ship with the anchor in the water, and then you lift it up, lift the anchor up.
那它有的一个画面就是这个。一艘船，这个锚抛在这个海底这里，然后你把这个锚要拿起来。
You remove the anchor from the bottom of the sea of the water.
那你要将这一个锚从这个水底这里整个完全的抽出来，拿出来。
Set the ship free.
然后来让这一艘。船能够行出去，能够航出去
，go its way，
能够航行出去。
Now, but all this kind of behavior, you have to know you don't let go of it.
那这一切的这些行为罪恶，你要知道，如果你抓着不放的话
，it will continue to pull you back in your Christian walk.
那它就会继续的在你的基督徒生命里面，它会继续的一直限制你。
You will not be the father, the mother that you should be, or the child, or the son or daughter you should be.
那你就无法成为你应当成为的那样的父亲、母亲或者是孩子。
You will never be the Christian brethren to another.
那你就无法成为你应该如何的来对待你的弟兄姐妹。
You will never be able to be set free and really, I have no more this bitterness, anger. I move on.
那你永远都无法得自由，你永远都无法前进。
Or else you will find that people, if you are a bitter person, an angry person, a wrathful person, very soon your family will move away from you.
不然的话，如果你是一个苦毒、愤怒、恼恨的人，那你会发现很快周围的人都会离开你。
Christian friends will try to avoid you.
那基督徒朋友会尝试要远离你。
Your colleagues at work will.Not like to be around you.
那你的同事不喜欢在你的周围。
That is the wickedness of this sin.
这就是这一些罪的恶毒。
When you are someone who nurture all these things,
如果你是助长这一些罪的话
，If you have this,
如果你还有这些罪的话
，God says you need to remove that and move on.
神说你要把它除掉，然后继续向前行。
You cannot keep replaying these things in your mind and heart all the time.
你不能够一直在你的脑海里面还是继续积存着想着这些东西。
Deal with it.
要去对付它。
If Like we studied last week, the Holy Spirit begins to convict you.
就好像我们上星期所学过的，当这圣灵让你知罪的时候
，That I am really such a person.
就是啊，他圣灵让你知道我的确是这样的人。
I need to repent.
我需要悔改。
I want to be a very different person from now onwards.
那我从现在开始要成为一个很不一样的人。
Look at verse 31.
那我们来看第三十一节。
Now this put away.
那这里的这个除掉。
From you.
从你们当中
除掉。Don't keep trying to put away from others.
你不要尝试去从别人的身上除掉。
You stop like that. You stop.From you, yourself.
你不要一直去看别人，而是从你自己身上除掉。
Examine our own self.
来省察我们自己。
And this put away, you cannot put away unless you acknowledge it.
那这个除掉，你无法去除掉，除非你承认。
You will never put away something if you don't acknowledge that this is sin.
如果你不承认一些罪的话，那你是无法除掉的。
If you keep rationalizing.
如果你一直去找理由
，If you begin to feel, oh God has spoken to you, I keep doing this.
那如果啊、你觉得说神一直向我说话，但是我还一直继续犯这些罪的话
，I don't like it.
啊、我不再喜欢他。
You have to acknowledge it.
那神向你说话的时候，你要说我不再喜欢他。
Then you will deal with it.
然后你会去对付他。
If a parent, a Christian, refuse to acknowledge that verse 31 is true in my life, and it is true.
如果一个做父亲、母亲或者孩子的，我们不愿意承认这三十一节里的罪还在我的生命里，然后的确是这样。
You cannot move on.
那你就无法前进。
Can you do it?
你做得到吗
？Oh no, my family is like that. I grew up like that. I'm just like that.
还是你说不能？我的家里家人是这样，我是在这样的环境成长，
please、
我就是这样的。
Please look at Ephesians 3:20.
让我们来看以弗所书三章二十节。
God gave us this verse before He dealt with all these things that we are so used to that we think we cannot get over.
神赐给了我们这节经文，在他讲这四章的第四章的这一些。注意之前他给了我们三章二十节来让我们如何去对付我们这些要去处理的罪。
Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us.
神能照着运行在我们心里的大力充充足足的成就一切超过我们所求所想的。
God says after salvation.
神说我们得救过后。
The power of God works in you.
神的大能在你里面工作。
Whatever background,
不管你是什么背景。
Whatever upbringing that you want to blame,
你不管你想要怪罪归咎于什么的背景。
Whatever culture or whatever circumstance,
不管你是什么文化或者什么情况。
God says you are a new creature in that circumstance.
神说你在这样的情况之下，你是新造被新造的人。
At work, at home, in school, in church.
不管是在工作场所，在教会，或者是在家里，
you are not a product of the environment.
你并不是这个环境的产
品。You are now a product of Christ.
那你现在是基督的产品。
You can control that.
你是可以去控制的。
If you are always bitter, wrathful, angry,
如果你常常苦读、恼恨、愤怒的话
，slandering and always having malicious intent.
谗言，并且常常有心怀恶意。
You may not have all of it.
你可能没有所有的这些罪。
But as long as one of it, God said, put it away.
但是只要你有其中的一样，神说你就要把它除掉。
Now, my Christian friends.
那基督徒朋友们
，I wish and I hope that none of us will go past verse 31.
我希望我们。没有一个人会这里看过了三十一节过后
，without examining ourselves honestly, sincerely，
然后还没有我们看了三十一节过后还没有真心的来省察自己
，asking the Holy Spirit to convict us and show us，
求圣灵来让我们来让我们知罪
，because after this verse，
因为在这三十一节过后。
After verse 32, we are moving on to other things.
在三十二节过后，我们要继续看别的经文。
Will this change in you and I?
这会不会改变你和我？
Or are we going to be in the old man, wearing the old smelly clothes?
还是我们还在这旧人里穿着这个旧的发臭的衣服？
Behaving the old way.
还是有旧的行为？
The recent series of pastoral letters.
最近这牧者信函的新的这一系列。
I kept emphasizing.
我一直在强调。
Listen to change.
听到了要改变。
Listen.To obey God.
听到了过后要遵行神。
That is true worship.
这是真正的敬拜。
If you say I love God,
如果你说我爱神，
then take heed to these things.
那你就要谨慎这一切的事情。
Let us rise to sing the closing hymn.
那让我们起立来唱结束诗歌。
127.
127首。
127.
127首。